February 24, 1912. The soul who lives in the divine will loses her temperament and acquires that of Jesus. After I saw several souls around Jesus, especially one who was more sensitive, Jesus told me, "My daughter, if the souls with sensitive temperaments start doing good, they make more progress than the others, because their sensitivity leads them to great and arduous enterprises." I prayed that he would take those remains of human sensitivity away from that soul, and that he would squeeze her more to himself and tell her that he loved her, for he would conquer her completely, as soon as she heard that he loved her. You will see that you will succeed. Did you not conquer me in this way, telling me that you love me very, very much? And Jesus, "Yes, yes, I will do it, but I want her cooperation, that she will escape as much as she can from the people who excite her sensitivity." So I added, "My love, tell me, what is your temperament?" And Jesus, "One who lives in my will loses her temperament and acquires mine." So, the soul who lives in my will finds in herself a pleasant, attractive, penetrating, dignified temperament, and altogether simple, a childlike simplicity. In sum, she looks like me in everything. Even more, she keeps her temperament within her power as she wants and as it's needed. Since she lives in my will, she takes part in my power, so she keeps at her disposal all things, and herself, according to the circumstances and to the people she deals with. She takes my temperament and applies it. Tell me, will you give me a first place in your will? Jesus smiled, "Yes, yes, I promise you. I will never let you out of my will, and you will take and do whatever you want." Jesus, I want to be poor, poor, little, little. I don't want anything even of your things. It is better if you keep them. I want only you, and you will give me things as I need them. Isn't it true, O Jesus? And Jesus, "Brava, brava, my daughter. Finally I have found someone who does not want anything. Everyone wants something from me, but not the all, that is myself only. Well, by wanting nothing, you want everything, and here is the fineness and the astuteness of true love." I smiled and he disappeared.